So the book we will be looking at is Ender's Game by Orson Scott Card. And the theme of the theme of the story, the Ender Game, is compassion, because it's defining the future of his existence. And yeah, he's living with his two parents, his sister Valentine and his brother Peter. He's bullied at school the next day, and his brother's jealous of him. Ender is given a choice to either go to battle school or to leave home, which means he's going to be leaving home, or to stay home. He thinks about he wanting to be able to see his family. He leaving, or his sister he adores or cherishes with his own life. Ender meets Graf. Graf is one of his mentors. Graf tells him, Ender, about going to battle school. Ender enters the battle school. Everything is new to him, and he has to leave familiar things he's learned in the past behind. Some allies is Petra, Dink, Eili, Shen, Bean, and Valentine, members of the Dragon Army. His tests were battles fought by different armies. His enemies were Bonzo, Buggers at first, and adults in the battle school who tested him. Ender is training and preparing with Mazar, Warkon. Ender has a real army. Ender wins against Buggers, destroying their planet without even realizing it. Ender is left alone by the adults who have been testing him on Earth is saved, meaning Valentine lives. Ender was given the opportunity to finally reunite with Valentine, get out of training. Ender lives on a new planet. Ender regrets killing the Buggers, finds Queen's last egg, and vows to protect it. Ender writes a well-known book called Speaker of the Dead. Now everyone in his community and on Earth knows the truth about the Buggers. And some characteristics and what makes him a hero is significant and goal-fired. He was advancing in battle school really fast. He was on a quest. His quest first was to defeat the Buggers and then to protect the egg. He's superior because he defeated the Buggers forever. There's not going to be any Buggers except for the eggs, but... And no one has ever actually exploded the planet, which he did really good. He's ethical because... Which he vowed to protect the Buggers' last egg, which I think is really ethical. Is that the right thing to do? He was a good leader because he was a good commander. He commanded his army, and they were undefeated, which I think is really impressive. Some brave deeds he did is he smashed his head into Bronzo's face because he was going to beat him up and kill him. And that could have, I think that might have killed Bronzo, but it killed or beat, yeah. And some risks he took was, again, protecting the egg to be a risk, but when he fought in the battles at battle school, that's a risk because you could have, yeah. Okay, that was my presentation. See ya.